supposed to turn on this internet thing. Also like to greet those of you who are attending this committee meeting a la internet. Just as a reminder, if you'd please be so kind at great personal risk to yourselves of turning off your cell phones, ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Alstein, Dunafin, Olson, Sutton, Tubols, Hansen, Dempster.
Ask for a motion to approve the minutes. We have a motion, we have a second. Is there discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We do have, essentially, we've got one bill up this morning. Would ask for those, both proponents and opponents, to please help our secretary out. And if you intend on testifying, please use the sign-in sheet by the door. Also, if you have, if any of you who are providing testimony have any sheets or anything like that, please give that to the pages, and they will assist you in handing that out. That gets us to our agenda this morning. Immediately, our calendar shows us that we have Senate Bill 115. That has been, the sponsor has asked that that bill be tabled, and I would entertain such a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. Tabling motion, there is no discussion as such. All those in favor? Oh, sorry.
Senators Alstein, Dunafin, Olson, Sutton, Tubols, Hansen, Dempster.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 5 ayes.
Motion passes. Also, Senate Bill 126. Again, I've been requested by the sponsor of the bill that the bill be tabled. Would entertain such
so
a
motion. So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. No discussion. Ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Adelstein, Dunafin, Olson, Sutton, Tubols, Hansen, Dempster.
Aye.
5 ayes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senate Bill 126, as such, is tabled. We'll now entertain Senate Bill 36, but here too, the legislature in action, as all parties involved in Senate Bill 36 are trying to come to reconciliation. As such, I've been asked that that bill be deferred until Wednesday of, which is whatever date that is, which is, oh, it's February already. Wow, haven't had winter yet. As such, I would entertain a motion to defer.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Seeing none, ask the secretary to call the roll. You know, I keep falling back into my previous role, so kick me, Jackie, please. Not hard, just kick me. Take the roll or do the kicking? Ask the secretary to graciously take the roll. That's what I said. Yeah, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We've also been requested that this committee entertain a governor's bill. The bill is, title of the bill, the Committee on Health and Human Services at the request of the governor for an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to the sale, purchasing, and possession of products containing pseudoephedrine or ephedrine. Mm-hmm. Counselor?
We need a motion.
Ask for a motion. We have a second. Is there a discussion? Seeing none, how would you like to take this role? Okay. All those in favor, signify with a vote of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. As such, the consideration of Senate Bill 123. Do we have proponents?
Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the Senate Health Committee, Senate Bill number 123 comes
Senator,
to you.
Senator Klochek, if you would be so kind as to tell us who you are.
Comes from Senator Klochek, and many constituents throughout the state in the hopes of lower prices for prescription drugs.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. This bill has been before you several times in the past. What it does is tries to address the issue of tiered multi-tiered pricing mechanisms in our state and then hopefully in our nation. If this bill would be the law in South Dakota, would be law of the land in the United States, we would have no Medicare Part D and no confusion and no rebate problems and all the problems that are happening with the Medicare Part D on the national level and in South Dakota. It would eliminate that because it would eliminate multi-tiered discriminatory drug pricing. And that's what the bill does. It simply lays out some definitions and talks about who can purchase these drugs and at a discount. Volume discounts are allowed. The multi-tiered pricing discounts are not allowed. The rebates back would not be allowed as well. It is my hope and prediction that if something like this would pass, the drug pricing would be favorable. It probably would still be more than it is in Canada and Mexico, but it would be much more favorable for our senior citizens, our young people, and for all constituents that use prescription drugs and have the need for them. I could go through it line by line, but again, it does have some exemptions, and if you look on line 6, page 3, the federal agencies are exempt, as are the purchasers from the federal taxation. It gives the codes there on the reduced fees for those people in the healthcare fields as well. So those are the only two exemptions, and it would be a severe penalty if the manufacturer was doing the multi-tiered pricing. And I believe it's, I don't know if it's got treble, I think it's got treble damages in here as well. But it does call for some extravagant fees, which are duly justified if this would pass. And, you know, the need for this is very, very prominent. You don't have to go too far. I've been to, I don't know how many, four or five of these Medicaid Part D meetings myself, have seen the mess, the confusion, the 17 drug manufacturings, the generic, non-generic, which drugs apply. They have to get on a plan. And it's just a mess, and I think it's doomed from the start. I hate to say that, but I think it's doomed from the start. If you know the history of it, it was written by the drug manufacturers for the drug manufacturers, and it will be to the benefit of the drug manufacturers, the Part D thing. And this will start on the road to resurrect doing the right thing for our consumers. Originally, it came from some pharmacists in my district. And if you know the history of the law, it was passed in the Senate, and it barely almost passed in the House back quite a few years ago, and it was killed at the last minute because the rebates that were received from the state level. Well, consensus from what I've derived since that time, even without the rebates, the average South Dakotan would be far better off if we'd have something like this in place to eliminate the discriminatory pricing. The rich, the poor, and the middle class would all benefit greatly, and the drug companies, the wholesalers, the manufacturers, and the pharmacists would still be able to receive fair and honest profits, you know, with this legislation. And I'd be glad to answer any questions and ask for a due pass in the opposite of what's been happening to most of the bills today in this committee, if you could support this in any way. And I didn't give you a pile of paperwork. If you remember the hydrogen sulfide, I presented over 300 pages of testimony. Well, if you wanted me to, I could provide over 3,000 pages of testimony in support of this legislation. In fact, 700,000 of people that are caught in this quagmire of this current federal program, what way to go, there would be no need for deciding which plan, because there would be no plans, and the people would be better served. With that, Mr. Chairman, I hope I've stayed within your time constraints. I know you have a very busy calendar for the rest of the day, but I would be glad to answer any questions and try to help you.
Other proponents.
And I would save some time for rebuttal as well.
Of course. Other proponents? Other proponents. Do we have opponents? Do we have opponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, my name is Dennis Duncan. I'm the registered lobbyist for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association of America.
Mr. Duncan, welcome.
Thank you. We're a trade association made up of many of the pharmaceutical manufacturers in the United States. Senator Klochek, in his comments, talked about the history of this bill, and I agree that this bill is one that has had quite a history in the South Dakota legislature, and from our perspective at least, fortunately, has not passed. I don't believe that there is anything different about this particular proposed legislation that is significantly different than legislation that has been presented to this legislature in the past and not deemed to be language or legislation that they felt was, this legislature has felt that it was necessary to pass. When we talk about this particular bill, what we're really talking about is price controls. And I think all of you are aware of the pharmaceutical manufacturer's position with respect to price controls. And as you know, many of you being in business on your own understand and know the arguments that are made about price control efforts in general when they're initiated either by states or by the federal government. We feel that this particular legislation is one which would essentially require this, and that is that the companies would be told, the pharmaceutical companies would be told that they must sell their products, at one low price to everybody. And I would suggest to you that this particular legislation would then have a very significant unintended consequence, and that would be that if the pharmaceutical manufacturers were required to sell their products at one low price to everyone, it would make sense that those that there would be some re-stabilization of those prices, and the companies would probably no longer want to sell at the current lowest prices that they do offer certain sellers in the United States. That being the case, it would just seem to make sense that if this legislation were adopted, it could cause a rise in the lowest prices by the companies in an effort to try to make up for the lost income that they would be receiving under this type of legislation. It would be the position of the pharmaceutical manufacturers is that it is not in the best interest of the citizens of the state of South Dakota that the legislature take it upon themselves to set prices for pharmaceutical products. And for, as I've indicated, the setting of prices does have the tendency to have unintended consequences, not only for the citizens that buy their pharmaceuticals with their own money at the pharmacy counter across this state. It has unintended consequences for the state of South Dakota and for those people that are paying for their pharmaceuticals through their employer health plans. I would be happy to answer any questions you might have with respect to this particular legislation. As I indicate, the pharmaceutical manufacturers strongly oppose this legislation, and I would stand by for any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Duncan. Other opponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Health Committee. My name is Mike Shaw. I'm a registered lobbyist for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals.
Mr. Shaw, I think it's the first time we've had an opportunity to welcome you.
Well, thank you. Welcome. It's good to be here. We are a member of PhRMA, and therefore I'm not going to go over the same testimony that Mr. Duncan did. I just like to tell the committee, and I think most of you I've talked to in the past, about the various drug programs that are out there that the pharmaceutical companies have come forward with. I think Pfizer is at the forefront of them, or at least vying for the lead. There are programs out there right now that will virtually guarantee discounts for everyone. Pfizer has one discount program today that is available to anyone, irregardless of income constraints. The only requirement is that you demonstrate that you do not have health insurance for pharmaceutical products, for drug coverages. Now, granted, the discounts aren't as great as the ones that are tied to income. And if any of you are interested in those, I'd be very happy to try to get you the information on those programs to give to your constituents, because there is relief out there for folks. With that, I just want to tell you that the unintended consequences of this bill defeat its very purpose, unfortunately. And with that, we'd ask you to say no to this and defeat this legislation. Thank you.
Other opponents? Other opponents? Other opponents? Senator Kocha.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, well, their testimony is exactly the reason you should vote for this bill. They are price controls on now, where they're setting the price arbitrarily and capriciously and unfairly on the average South Dakotan. They are selective in their rebates. If you don't apply for them, you don't get them, and they primarily reflect in the poor and middle-income people. And the elderly and the middle-income people don't get that relief. And the rebate programs are there, but as far as I'm concerned, they're a joke. And what are the unintended consequences? Do we go down this path with the federal system as we've been going? I don't think so. I think that's going to have far more severe consequences than anything in this bill. The drug manufacturers alone will be held accountable for what happens on the federal level. What is wrong? How can you say there's price controls on here when you're giving volume discounts? Volume discounts do apply on this issue, and we know what's happened with the Canadian issue. Trying to import drugs into this country has basically been stopped, and now people are illegally going up to Canada and Mexico and bringing in the drugs themselves, and this has not stopped. It continues to happen. And let's move this thing forward. And I would certainly encourage you to talk to your local pharmacist. Any local pharmacist in the state of South Dakota can address this issue that is that has been following it. And I think they can give you a good handle on what's been happening and how we can make a difference for the people of South Dakota. And I'd be glad to answer any questions on this.
Great. Thank you, Senator. Questions for the proponents or for the opponents? Senator.
I'd like to get a better understanding, Senator Klocek. Your bill, unfortunately, I didn't get a paper copy, but your bill says that you will still allow discounts from the price set for volume purchases.
Yes.
And you still will allow discounts for prompt payment. In other words, if there's a discount that someone can afford to pay.
Mm-hmm. You want me to elaborate on that, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Okay. What it won't allow is the multi-tiered pricing schemes. There's another word, but I won't use that in deference to the drug companies, Mr. Chairman. Gouging, maybe, that's going on now where they
Okay. Your language is very close to provocative.
Right. I will change that.
If you choose to continue to use that type of language, I will call you out of order.
I will be very careful. They've got right now, if you understand the system, a multi-tiered pricing mechanism where if you're in their proper drug group, and Pfizer has one, Lilly has one, they have these groups and these parameters, that would be gone. So if you don't fall into the group, like with this Medicaid Part D program and all these things, a select drug group, you cannot get that drug at a decent price. You have to pay an exorbitant, that word exorbitant, is that? I believe is the word we're looking, price for a drug if it's not in your group that you qualify in for this discriminatory drug pricing. So it would make all the drugs at a fair price from all the different companies, and that's what we're after. And the multi-tiered discriminatory pricing that's been going on for far too long and causing our customers, our users of legal prescription drugs to pay unfairly for prescription drugs would no longer be allowed. And it's not a revolutionary. This is a model bill, I believe, by NRCD, National Retail Pharmacists Association, in the in the 90s. This is off-model legislation that was introduced in many other states. So it's nothing revolutionary new, but it's very close to the model legislation coming forward from the National Association of Retail Drug Pharmacists.
Other questions of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Klocek, I'm curious about two things. Number one, it seems like your sponsor list is pretty brief.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I haven't heard anybody from the retail pharmacist to stand up and be right on your hip on this.
Okay.
Is there a reason?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, the people, several of the sponsors are working no longer as independent pharmacists. They're working for another company, and they were not given the levity to testify at this time. And it's similar to Senator Ketzel's minimum wage bill. You never give up.
Other questions? Close for a committee. Senator Sutton.
Well, Senator Klocek, do you have any idea what the fiscal impact might be to the Department of Social Services? In fact, if these bottoms, I mean, because they buy a lot of drugs, and I would not disagree that prescription drugs are extremely expensive for all South Dakotans, but I just question if you have any idea what that fiscal impact could be.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I could answer his question. I can give you a shotgun approach. I believe it was over $1 million several years ago when the former governor testified, and I could estimate it'd be between $1 million and $2 million. But the savings, because we would eliminate those rebates back from the pharmaceutical companies, would more than offset those rebates. There would be less people on the welfare rolls eligible for that, the need for the drugs, because they could buy the drugs themselves at a reasonable cost. There would be offset, and we had the years figured out and the paybacks and all those things, but it would be what was in the best interest of our citizens. And of course, those rebates are used in social services, some for some things that are of great value, some that are of questionable value, back to the state. And it would eliminate those subsidies. But it would also keep more money in the drug company's pockets. They wouldn't have to pay those back as well. So, I mean, you know, it's...
Other questions of the committee? Close for committee action.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator?
Move to table.
We have a motion to table. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a discussion. Of course, yep. Ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Adelstein?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tubols? Hansen?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 6 ayes.
Thank you. Motion is tabled. That's the last item that we have on the agenda. Ask for a... Thank you. Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We stand adjourned. Thank you.